Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
6:13, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Thursday afternoon. Very excited. We're going to be talking about this hour. A lot of activities around the Beach Air Show. What a spectacular show today, I understand. Tomorrow, wrap it up again. Saturday, the big granddaddy of them all. And, of course, News Radio 92.3 all over this for you. But let's go ahead and jump into the top three important things you really need to know this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, number one, Pensacola Police Chief has resigned, effective immediately. Former Chief Eric Randall is no longer with the department. Mayor Reeves named Captain Christian Brown as Acting Chief of Police. Captain Eric Goss is currently serving as Acting Deputy Chief, while Deputy Chief Kevin Chrisman is on medical leave. Brown is a 29-year veteran of the department and the longest tenured captain on the force. Randall has not commented on his move.
And expansion is coming to the Escambia Sheriff's Office. Two dozen new deputies will increase the total number of officers to 475. Escambia commissioners recently approved a $5.5 million increase to the sheriff's budget to fund the deputies over the next 3 years. The first eight deputies will be hired when the funding begins, but that won't be until October.
Okay, third story. Governor DeSantis' recent $350,000 veto will bring an end to the Shot Spotter technology program in Escambia County. Now, the program detects gunshots and alerts law enforcement with accurate and timely information. The technology covered 2 square miles in Escambia County, 1 square mile in the city of Pensacola. Chip Simmons.
So for the last couple of years, we've had the Shot Spotter program attached to a real-time crime center. Mm-hmm. It's actually just a small part of the real-time crime center, but it's something that was beneficial to have. So we asked for it again, politics being what they are, decisions were made, and so this next appropriation was nixed, which means that we will, whenever their current contract expires, we will no longer have the ShotSpotter program.
Okay, now, of course, that's Sheriff Chip Simmons from Escambia County. Once the program expires, law enforcement will no longer receive real-time notifications of gunshots. Moving right along here, 6:15. Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see. The only spot we're dealing with traffic issues is if you're traveling westbound on the Var Parkway passing Herbert Field. As for the weather, it's 90 degrees right now. Going to be a low of 78 tonight. The next several days do have highs in the low to mid-90s with rainfall chances not severe but looming.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, I just wanted to, as I mentioned to you earlier, I just want to give you some more information about this weekend's beach activities, the Blues Show. The SRIA is extending trolley hours this weekend and is adding extra buses for the air show. Trolley's now starting 7:30 a.m. tomorrow morning, 6:30 a.m. on Saturday. Due to extreme traffic congestion, service to the access road stops will be suspended until 6 p.m. on both of the days.
All right. And we learned earlier this week about a shots fired incident that happened at the Blue Wahoo Stadium parking lot. It involved a large fight involving several teenagers and started after a firecracker was thrown near someone's vehicle. Reports showed that two people agreed to fight without their guns. PPD spokesman Mike Wood says multiple arrests have now been made and more are possible. According to reports, after the fight, an 18-year-old suspect took a handgun from the victim's vehicle and ended up firing multiple shots, but luckily no one was hurt.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Florida officials providing a tour of the new immigration detention center, as known as Alligator Alcatraz. Eben Brown on the story from Miami.
Florida Emergency Management will offer a tour of the so-called Alligator Alcatraz Immigration Detention Facility built on top of a disused airplane training runway in the Florida Everglades, specifically to elected officials from the Democratic Party. That would include Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava.
Although the state took control of the site under emergency powers, Miami-Dade taxpayers own the property.
Democratic officials were turned away when showing up unannounced, demanding to enter the facility constructed on orders of Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. The facility is being used by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement to house captured criminal migrants who are likely to be deported. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And the U.S. Supreme Court is blocking Florida from enforcing its new immigration law. We've heard chatter about this. The legislation was signed by Governor DeSantis, and it would criminalize undocumented immigrants who enter the state. The Supreme Court upheld a federal district judge's ruling that the law interferes with federal immigration policy. Similar laws in other states have also been blocked.
Okay, the Upper Keys office for the Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary is going to remain open. This is after the White House's DOJ folks threatened to terminate its lease earlier this year. A lot of environmentalists pretty happy about this announcement. Reinstating the current lease will keep the office open until 2031. Staff of the Key Largo office conducted research on coral, seagrass, and other marine life in the sanctuary.
All right, and the deep fake involving Marco Rubio could be a wake-up call. That's what University of South Florida's John Licato said recently. He's associate professor at USF's Bellini College of AI, Cybersecurity, and Computing. He was referring to a report this week that someone used AI to fake Secretary of State Rubio's voice and tried to contact government officials. Licato says it only takes seconds to use AI to replicate someone's voice.
You know, we spoke about that story about, I guess, a couple of weeks ago or so, and that was breaking. Very interesting. A man accused of trying to kill President Trump at a Florida country club now wants to fire his lawyers. Eben Brown comes back. He's down in Miami with a story.
Ryan Wesley Ruth is hoping the federal district judge in Fort Pierce, Florida, will allow him to get rid of federal public defender attorneys and represent himself as he faces trial for attempting to kill then-candidate Donald Trump. In September of last year, Ruth is accused of hiding in the hedges at the Trump West Palm Beach Golf Club with a firearm. He was spotted by a Secret Service agent who kept one hole ahead on the course while the president played. The judge did not rule on the change of representation, but did say she saw no reason to believe the existing counsel was ineffective. Ruth's trial is scheduled for September 8th. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
6:20, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be right back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here comes the Blues and the team at DeFranco Gas to fuel your peace of mind with a whole house generator from DeFranco Gas. They provide new generators, service your existing generators, and any of your gas-powered appliances. Gas grills, tankless water heaters, heating, and AC units. All things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and company has the expertise and experience to get your home ready for the storm season. DeFranco Gas, a member of the Better Business Bureau and providing free estimates for all things gas. Call DeFranco Gas today and schedule your appointment.
Need an affordable medical clinic?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a walk-in or same-day appointment?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a $45 zero copay medical plan?
Go to ProHealthFL.com. ProHealth has always been known for being Pensacola's most trusted and affordable clinic and lab, but now ProHealth offers over 30 affordable ultrasounds too. You never need a doctor's order, and ProHealth allows you to pay with HSA or FSA funds for all their services. You can even schedule yourself at ProHealthFL.com. That's ProHealthFL.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Hi, I'm Layla Ali. I might be undefeated in professional boxing, but there's one problem I can't fight alone. Childhood hunger. 17 million kids in America struggle with it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Blues at the Beach is back this weekend. On your way to the show, both Friday and Saturday, listen to News Radio 92.3 for traffic information and special programming from the beach, including the broadcast during the Blues Saturday performance. Don't forget your radios to hear the commentary of the show on News Radio 92.3. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
It's the 2025 Blue Angels Air Show at the beach.
And you can hear the narration right here on News Radio 92.3. Bring your radio and tune in on Friday at 2. And then on Saturday starting at 11 to hear the narration from the News Radio team. Plus insights from former Blue Angels boss, Captain Greg McWhirter. This Blue Angels broadcast is brought to you by Dale's Marine Construction, Buggy Works, Marine Max, Patriotic Paving, and Gulf Coast Air Tours.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com. or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, the latest number on the job market suggests fewer layoffs. Go ahead and crack a smile on that one, but more people are remaining on benefits. Okay, take the smile away. Here's Jenny Casola.
Fewer people signed up for unemployment benefits in the week ending July 5th. New claims declined by 5,000 to 227,000. It's not only fewer than the week before, but lower than expected. The forecast was 235,000. However, continuing claims, those staying on unemployment benefits, rose by 10,000 to 1.96 million. That's more than forecast. Continuing claims have been rising, a sign that laid-off workers are taking longer to find a new job. The numbers suggest employers are reluctant to conduct wide-ranging layoffs, but still are cautious about adding jobs. Jenny Casola, Fox News.
624 News Radio 92.3. Yes, we indeed are watching your money this afternoon. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
Stocks closing higher, with both the NASDAQ and S&P 500 notching new record highs as investors monitor trade developments. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors finishing higher, with healthcare and financials among the gainers, while tech lagged. Shares of chip giant NVIDIA rose nearly 1%. On Wednesday, the AI darling briefly hit a market capitalization of $4 trillion, becoming the first company ever to reach that milestone. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, American Express, and McDonald's. The Dow declined, Salesforce, United Health Group, and IBM. The Dow up 192 points, the NASDAQ higher by 19, S&P 500 up 17. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
625, Austin Price. Taking a dive at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. We still got some heavy congestion if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway passing the Herbert Field area, but it is slowly but surely breaking up. Outside of that, there's not much backing you up at this time. As for your weather, 90 degrees, low of 78 this evening. The next several days are going to be highs anywhere from 92 to 95. That's on your upcoming Monday. And we do have rainfall chances every day throughout that span, but it shouldn't result in much, if anything.
All right. Nice weather here. No really complaints. Going to be hot. Look out for that heat index. Could be around 107 by Saturday.
Nice.
But there's other weather happening around the country, which isn't so nice. Flooding struck communities across the southern U.S. This happened during this past week. Brandi Campbell joins us today from Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
Here in Chapel Hill, 5 feet of flooding happened on Sunday. Its impact was also the blame for several deaths reported in this region. Overnight, this heavy rain called for emergency alerts, warning of flash flooding once again. Unfortunately, we have more rain on the forecast here today. In central Texas, a deadly flood wave sent a 20-foot wall of water rushing downstream. And just days later, homes in the community of Ruidoso, New Mexico, have been destroyed after a heavy rain sent a similar wall of water rushing down the Rio Ruidoso River on Tuesday.
And this is a very strange situation here. Baltimore police and fire teams are on scene of what's being called a mass casualty overdose incident. According to the fire chief, 15 people were taken to the hospital today, with 5 listed in critical condition. The chief adds they don't know what specifically caused the overdose, but police are treating it as a crime scene based on the size and scale.
It wasn't a Jonestown type thing, was it?
I don't believe so, but just very odd. It could have been people hanging out doing drugs, and if it was laced with anything, we hear about that a lot nowadays, anything like that. I'm not sure, though.
Okay, we can tell you that we will follow the story, and you'll hear about it on News Radio 92.3.
For sure.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture scrapping DEI. Jeff Manasso is on News Radio 92.3.
The USDA ending programs that use race or sex-based criteria in their decision-making process, the agency says, to ensure that farm loan and other government programs are administered in a manner that upholds the principles of meritocracy, fairness, and equal opportunity for all. Last year, the Biden administration made payments to tens of thousands of black farmers over past discrimination, the USDA's latest move to align with the Trump administration's directives to dismantle diversity, equity, and inclusion policies across the federal government. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And President Trump and Senate Majority Leader John Thune are in talks about Senate races. According to The Hill, the two met and broadly discussed races, including Texas Senator John Cornyn's primary against Texas AG Ken Paxton. Paxton and Cornyn are both Trump allies. However, the president has not endorsed either in the primary. Their meeting comes as polls show Paxton leading Cornyn, and Cornyn's allies believe a Trump endorsement would help him close the gap with Paxton.
6:29. News Radio 92.3. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal moves in today with a story on an immigration official who has testified in federal court that they say they'll take custody of Kilmar Garcia if he's released from U.S. Marshal custody.
Uh-oh.
Here's Ms. Rosenthal.
Kilmar Abrego Garcia had a final order of removal to El Salvador, but a judge had issued a withholding order. He was accidentally deported anyway. The Trump administration said he was MS-13. They since returned him to the U.S. from El Salvador and charged him with human smuggling in Tennessee. But a federal judge in Maryland wants to know if he was released pending trial, would ICE detain him? ICE Assistant Director Thomas Giles testified that yes, they would, but that deportation to a third country, not El Salvador, hadn't been decided upon yet. That Abrego Garcia would be given the opportunity to contest deportation and have a credible fear interview, but that eventually the decision would be up to an immigration judge. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Okay, a lot of activity down at the Ernie Lee Magehe government building. The Escambia Trust versus Escambia County debate continues this afternoon. The discussion is over whether the trust must pay $1.1 million into Escambia's Community Redevelopment Agency. Well, Escambia Commissioner and Board Chair Mike Kohler doesn't want any interlocal agreement with the Children's Trust. That meeting got underway at 5:30, continuing this afternoon right now. Coming up at 5 minutes, we'll look at some sports on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. A federal judge in Los Angeles rules against Trump administration immigration enforcement efforts in L.A. Fox's Bill Malugin is there.
Federal Judge Mame Awusi Mensah Frimpong, a Biden appointee, has written a tentative order that will potentially block the Trump administration, DHS, from carrying out some of the most controversial parts of its immigration sweeps here in the L.A. area.
Protests over the raids turned violent last month. A top transnational gang leader has been captured in the Midwest, Fox's David Spunt reports.
ICE agents picked up Melvin Varela Perez in Omaha, Nebraska this week, a man described as an MS-13 kingpin who's been on El Salvador's 100 most wanted list since 2016. He's wanted for 5 murders.
Federal officials say Perez crossed the southern border and was released into the U.S. during the Biden administration. America's listening to Fox News.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth and innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Are you a senior ready to downsize but not ready for assisted living? Discover the lifestyle you deserve at Tranquil Villas. This vibrant, independent senior community offers spacious, affordable apartments designed for comfort and convenience. Enjoy clubs, luncheons, walking trails, and community gatherings. It's perfect for making new friends and staying active. You'll find everything you need to live your best life. Why not schedule a tour today? Go to seniorvillas.net. That's seniorvillas.net.
Tranquil Villas, where comfort meets community.
Join Stefan Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are their dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, Pensacola's police chief has resigned. Effective immediately, former Chief Eric Randall is no longer with the department. Mayor Reeves named Captain Kristen Brown as acting chief of police. Captain Eric Goss is currently serving as acting deputy chief, while Deputy Chief Kevin Chrisman is on medical leave. Brown is a 29-year veteran of the department and the longest-tenured captain on the force, so she's definitely got the chops to take over. Randall, as of earlier today, though, has not commented on the move.
Yeah, Ellison Bennett, who is an activist here locally, NAACP gentleman, and a very smart man, he is very up in arms about this. He told us that he had actually spoken to the chief last night. Everything is, and the chief's dad, because the chief is from Pensacola, his dad said that he was in good spirits, he was well, hadn't have health issues, and then, wham, today the announcement, 11 o'clock this morning. So we will be all over this on News Radio 92.3. I know the morning show tomorrow, Andrew will be all over this. So join Andrew tomorrow morning on News Radio 92.3. Here's the second story that we are watching this afternoon. Expansions coming to the Escambia Sheriff's Office. 24 new additional deputies will increase the total number of officers to 475. Escambia commissioners recently approved a $5.5 million increase to the sheriff's budget to fund the deputies over the next 3 years. The first 8 deputies will be hired when that funding begins in October.
All right. And your third and final top story this afternoon. Governor Ron DeSantis's recent $350,000 veto will bring an end to the ShotSpotter technology program in Escambia County. The program detects gunshots and alerts law enforcement with accurate and timely information. The technology covered 2 square miles in Escambia County and 1 square mile in the city of Pensacola.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, the new micro transit system being tested by ECAT appears to be off and running in a positive way. County officials say finding drivers has been easier, and the rider feedback been very positive. Here's Wes Marino.
We're going to spread it out throughout all of Escambia County, and as we do that successfully, you know, we'll see some change take place there in mass transit as far as the big buses and some route eliminations and some of those things. But it's been very positive. The feedback's been tremendous.
Okay. County Administrator Wes Marino also says the drivers have large vans instead of the traditional buses and don't need a special license.
All right. And an Atmore man has been charged with sexual abuse of a child under 12 and enticing a child for immoral purposes. The charges arose after a family member of 46-year-old Charles Edward Hawks reported the abuse, prompting an investigation by the Atmore PD in collaboration with the Department of Human Resources and a child advocacy. Hawks was booked at the Escambia County Detention Center in Bruton.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Annual salary, $72.5 million to play basketball. 28-year-old Devin Booker of the Phoenix Suns, who has spent his entire 10-year career with the Suns, will set into a 2-year contract extension with Phoenix worth $145 million, the richest annual salary in NBA history. This surpasses the deal that NBA Most Valuable Player and NBA Finals MVP Shai Gilgeous-Alexander recently signed with the Oklahoma City Thunder for $71.25 million per season. A 4-time All-Star, 2-time Olympic gold medalist, Devin Booker became the Suns' all-time leading scorer last season. The only man ever to be named NBA Coach of the Year working for the Utah Jazz, and one of the funniest ever to work the sidelines in the NBA, the beloved Frank Layden has died at the age of 93. The Jazz stated Frank Layden made a lasting impact on the Jazz, the state of Utah, and the NBA. There will never be another like him. Our thoughts go out to his family as we join in mourning his loss and celebrating his life. Rest easy, Coach.
Messi and Miami take the 1-0 lead. Messi on on the run. Lionel Messi, make it two!
On Apple TV, Lionel Messi made Major League Soccer history Wednesday. He became the first player ever to score multiple goals in four consecutive games, all of which were victories. Messi had two goals and an assist in Inter Miami's 2-1 win over the New England Revolution. We're up to the semifinals at Wimbledon. Women's competition today, men's tomorrow. American Amanda Anisimova will try to reach her first Grand Slam final. She's a large underdog to do so. Anisimova today facing women's top seed Aryna Sabalenka on center court. The winner of the match will move into the final against either five-time Grand Slam winner Iga Świątek or Belinda Bencic. They face off in the second women's semifinal today. Yesterday, Novak Djokovic and Jannik Sinner advanced and will face off tomorrow in the semifinals along with American Taylor Fritz versus two-time reigning champ Carlos Alcaraz. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
6:39, News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Hope you're having a great day. The newest title in EA Sports College Football Series may have your favorite NCAA quarterback in it, but it may be missing your favorite coach. Ian Dickman has more on the story.
If you're a fan of Colorado Buffaloes football or North Carolina's Tar Heels, the head coach of either one of those teams in EA Sports College Football 26 might seem unfamiliar. Kirkpatrick of Colorado and Hector Luna of North Carolina don't run the programs in the real world. But not to worry, Deion Sanders and Bill Belichick probably didn't put their name and likeness rights to use, something that Belichick had skipped in his NFL career when it came to Madden football as well. Miami Canes coach Mario Cristobal, Stanford's Frank Reich, and Trent Dilfer of UAB are among the 10 others that don't appear in the game. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
And former Major League starting pitcher Joe Coleman is dead at 78 years old. His son Casey said that he died on Wednesday in Tennessee. He had pitched for seven teams over a 15-year career, including six seasons with the Detroit Tigers. In 1972, he was named an All-Star with Detroit after starting 39 games and striking out 222 batters. He was the first ever draft pick to reach the majors, debuting with the Washington Senators in 1965. Coleman came from a rare three-generation baseball family, with both his father and son also pitching.
Okay, we're keeping you informed with this California trans athlete lawsuit situation. The Trump administration has sued California over its policies allowing transgender female athletes to compete in girls' sports. Fox's Alexandria Hoff is in Los Angeles this afternoon with the details.
This lawsuit claims that California has undermined the very purpose of Title IX by showing a clear pattern of illegal sex discrimination against female student athletes. The complaint reads this: this discrimination is not only illegal and unfair, but also demeaning, signaling to girls that their opportunities and achievements are secondary to accommodating boys. So the DOJ is suing both the state's Department of Education and its Interscholastic Federation. Neither provided comment, citing pending litigation. Now, back in March, Governor Gavin Newsom said that he did not think it was fair for boys to compete against girls.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Gresh with the Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. So word is the NCAA men's basketball tournament is going to expand, really because the SEC and the Big Ten want to do so. Well, with these extra spots coming, I could see a league like the Big East, who now has more money because of the House settlement, to be able to spend just on some of their basketball programs, really benefiting from this, possibly blowing up in the face of the greedy big conferences. I'm Gresh.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Hey, that's the spirit. Right now, we're celebrating free with a free STP oil filter when you buy 5 quarts of oil and free Duralast brake pads when you buy 2 rotors. Like always, free battery testing, charging, and recycling at every store. Celebrate free at AutoZone, now through July 28th.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
Here's to
today's health news.
Okay, 643 News Radio 92.3. If you were with us during the 4 o'clock hour, John Purdy from the National Weather Service in Mobile joined us, just giving us information about some of the concerning heat indexes that you might have to incur during the Blues Beach Show weekend. Just going to be in the triple digits, so be extra careful, hydrate yourself, take along the SPF. And I say this, I set this up because heat index and in extreme heat, a concerning factor this summer. In fact, a hiker has died in the Grand Canyon as park officials share warnings about the extreme heat. Christian Goodwin has more on News Radio 92.3.
The National Park Service revealing a man from Texas died Tuesday on a trail at the Grand Canyon. Officials say they believe the 67-year-old was heading to Phantom Ranch, a lodge at the bottom of the canyon, but gave up and tried to make his way back up. The death is under investigation, but park officials are warning of life-threatening heat, saying in the summer, temperatures on exposed parts of the trail can exceed 120 degrees Fahrenheit in the shade, creating extremely hazardous conditions for hikers. The National Weather Service issuing an extreme heat warning for most of Arizona this week, revealing Phoenix's Sky Harbor International Airport reached 118 degrees Wednesday, the city's hottest day of the year so far. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Fox's Chris Foster is reporting this afternoon. Child care cars are a big concern and are soaring. Here's that report.
About 3 in 4 adults see child care costs as a major problem, according to a new Associated Press NORC poll. Only 5% say it's not a problem at all. About half say helping working families pay for child care should be a high priority for the federal government. About 2/3 support providing free or low-cost daycare for preschoolers and for requiring employers to provide paid family leave for new parents. 45% say kids with two parents are better off when one doesn't have a job and raises the children. Only about 1 in 10 say kids are better off when both parents work full-time. About 4 in 10 say that doesn't make a difference. Chris Foster, Fox News.
All right, 6:45. Yes, we're moving right along here. Hope you're having a great evening. Thanks for having us on. Austin Price, in fact, is looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see. We do have some backups on Navarre Parkway. Not as much around Hurlburt Field anymore, thank goodness, but just a little bit near Highway 87, right near the bridge where you're trying to get onto Navarre Beach. Just a little bit of backups there, nothing too crazy. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for your weather on a local scale, 90 degrees, low of 78 tonight. The next several days have highs 92 or higher and some rainfall chances lingering around.
All right. Nice forecast for our area locally. Flood risk moves to the East Coast this week. Well, senior meteorologist Janice Dean has the look at the Fox weather forecast.
Strong to severe thunderstorms are in the forecast for portions of the plains in the upper Midwest with the risk of heavy rain and flooding. We also have a flood risk for the East Coast with scattered storms and additional rainfall. The Southwest into monsoon season, so pop-up thunderstorms that could bring flash flooding will be possible again today, along with extreme heat for the desert areas. Texas remains mostly dry with no major storms impacting the hill country as relief efforts continue. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Energy Secretary Chris Wright is saying the GOP-backed legislation that was recently signed into law, of course, we know it now as the Big Beautiful Bill, will boost major oil and gas production. I don't like the name.
I think it's funny because it's just classic Trump verbiage. A big beautiful bill.
Okay. Saving taxpayers billions of dollars on this move. Grady Trimble has the latest on effects the bill will have on the industry, the oil and gas industry. He's up on Capitol Hill today.
It does that by getting rid of certain incentives for renewable energy while promoting and encouraging fossil fuel production. How it does that portion is it expands oil and gas drilling on federal lands, cuts royalties companies have to pay to the federal government, and it exempts some of them from certain taxes. Energy Secretary Chris Wright points out the bill also slashes tax credits for wind, solar, and electric vehicles that were passed under the Biden administration, and he says that'll save taxpayers $500 billion over the next 10 years. Democrats are not at all happy with this law, though, and they are railing against it. They say getting rid of those tax credits for renewable energy spells doom for companies in that industry.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President Trump says the 50% tariff on copper imports will take effect on August 1st. Trump said in a post on Truth Social that the decision was made after he received a national security assessment. Copper prices spiked more than 2.5% after Trump's latest announcement. Meanwhile, the Defense Department will become the largest shareholder in rare earth miner MP Materials after agreeing to buy $400 million of its preferred stock. MP Materials owns the only operational rare earth mine in the U.S. Proceeds from the Pentagon investment will be used to expand MP's rare earth processing capacity and magnet production. On Wall Street, stocks were higher, with the NASDAQ and S&P 500 up slightly and the Dow gaining close to half a percentage point. Crude oil futures for August sit below $67 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
All right. Tesla robo-taxis may soon be rolling in San Francisco. Would you get into a driverless car, Austin?
I can't say I would with confidence, no.
I might have to pass on it. Here's Carmen Roberts with the report.
Elon Musk says Tesla will expand its robo-taxi service in the San Francisco Bay Area in a month or two. Posting on X Wednesday, Musk said the timing depends on regulatory approvals. If approved, Tesla's driverless Model Ys would begin operating in an area where Alphabet-owned Waymo robo-taxis have been providing service for several years. Musk added during a Q&A with users on X that Tesla will expand its robo-taxi service in the Austin, Texas area this weekend. It launched that test service last month. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
And while we're on the subject matter of technology and people's skepticism of it, Americans are divided on the implications of AI. According to a recent Gallup poll, 49% of U.S. adults surveyed said that AI is just the latest in a long line of technological advancements that humans will learn to use to improve their lives and society. But polling also found that the other 49% of respondents stated that AI is very different from the technological advancements that came before and threatens to harm humans and society. Despite the divide, 59% of people agreed AI will take care of important and routine tasks.
651, 9 away from 7. News Radio 92.3. Fox's Eben Brown is reporting this afternoon a ban on TikTok could be avoided by creating an American version of the popular social platform.
President Trump has more than once extended the deadline hoping to negotiate a different outcome for the youth-friendly social network called TikTok. He often credits with helping him win the 2024 election. That deadline now stands at September 17th. Now, ByteDance, its owner, says it will create a separate version of TikTok just for the U.S. audience, one that would operate apart from the global version and use its own algorithms. The company plans a September 5th launch. And users will now need to download a new app. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Changes could be coming to Kellogg. A major candy maker is buying the cereal brand. Jenny Casola has more on News Radio 92.3.
W.K. Kellogg, maker of Frosted Flakes and Rice Krispies, is being sold to candy maker Ferrero, which makes Nutella, Ferrero Rocher, and Baby Ruth. Ferrero also owns Blue Bunny Ice Cream. The deal's valued at $3.1 billion. Ferrero was founded in Italy in 1946 and entered the U.S. market in 1969. It's been looking to acquire, invest in, and grow iconic brands. The cereal business was split 2 years ago. W.K. Kellogg produces cereals. Kellanova, its snack business, was sold to Mars last year. Chinny Coselda, Fox News.
6:52 as I speak. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to help ease you into this Thursday evening right here on News Radio 92.3.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. We had a good conversation with Escambia Administrator Wes Moreno about all the things on the agenda today, including the recent discovery that the ECAT employees, 80% of them are on intermittent FMLA, which is leading to staffing shortages. The Paradise Beach Fire Station land swap deal is finally going to happen. And the Fire Service MSBU doubling almost the price on the mainland and changing the structure of it on the island. Listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
It's Red, White, and Blues Week, where the Blue Angels show is going to be at Pensacola Beach. Tomorrow and Saturday, you can listen to the live narration at 2 o'clock right here on News Radio 92.3.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.655 News Radio 92.3. It is the police. Sting included on that one. Afternoon, everybody. It's been a delightful day today. The air show went real well. We're getting ready to have the local version tomorrow. Then we do the big granddaddy of them all on Saturday. Expecting 200,000 people on the island Saturday.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Enjoy. You're heading out there, brother.
I know. I'm going to enjoy. I'm going to have a great day out there Saturday. Come on, see us. We'll be at Center Point broadcasting. My broadcast starts at 11 o'clock on Saturday.
That's when I need to be here by 10:30. So I'll be in the studio.
So then I'll probably be stuck in traffic at that time.
I'll be the little voice in your head, Chris.
I'll be making my way over there. But anyway, Austin's all ready to go. He's taking a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, sir. Let's see. Not too much going on. We've got a very little amount of congestion on Navarre Parkway near Highway 87 and the bridge to get onto Navarre Beach. But outside of that, which is hardly holding you up at all, there shouldn't be anything. As for the weather, 90 degrees, low of 78. The next few days are going to have highs anywhere from 92 to 95. It's going to be creeping up as we get into your next work week. And there are going to be rainfall chances lingering around every step of the way. But so far, as we've had them over the past few days as well, there hasn't been much.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Yeah, when we talk about rain around here, we're just going to say pop-up showers.
Right.
Flip a coin.
Yeah, you make it rain, you may.
Geographically, where you live, good luck, and hope it doesn't rain on you. This is an interesting story, and I got a kick out of it. Florida lifeguards rescued a deer in distress, returning the animal back to land out in the water. Lifeguards had to go out and get the deer. It's a great story. Took the animal back to land. Despite the lifeguards had to fight off dangerous waves and sharks in the water to save the deer. Our good friends down at WOLF, that's Fox 35 in Orlando. Maria Endinger is at Flagler Beach this afternoon reporting the story.
We have a job to do. We save lives, whether it's a human life or, you know, in this case, a deer.
That's Chase Hunter, the lifeguard who paddled out and heaved the deer onto his board to bring it back in. Leo Peter swam out too.
I had never heard a deer before, and they yell. They yell loud.
It starts with extremely choppy waves, making the deer hard to get to. A torrential downpour made them lose sight of the deer for a bit, and then when they got there...
There was also two sharks swimming out there the whole time.
Miraculously, they made it back in, but the battle wasn't over. Next, they had to get the deer across A1A and out closer to the forest. Fire Rescue also showed up to assist, sending one of their own out to the water and helping get the deer to solid ground.
And Kanye West is being accused of sexual battery and sex trafficking in a newly amended complaint filed by his former assistant, Lauren Pisciotta. Previously sued the rapper for wrongful termination and sexual harassment in June of last year. Now in a second amendment complaint obtained by Variety, she alleges that West orally raped her without her consent and coerced her into compliance through false promises about advancing her career.
News Radio 92.3, Austin, here's a story that has a piece of Northwest property involved here. Jaws at 50. As you know, Jaws 2 shot down in Navarre.
Right.
On this. Well, the show is called Jaws at 50, the definitive inside story. Takes a behind-the-scenes look at the iconic 1975 film Jaws. Michelle Pollino files this story.
Marking 50 years since the movie was released, Jaws at 50, the definitive inside story, tells the tale of how Steven Spielberg's first film changed cinema forever. Spielberg opens up about the blockbuster that terrified and thrilled the world, from Peter Benchley's best-selling novel to Spielberg's iconic film. This anniversary special explores how the script changed in losing the love interest.
The film became much more a story of Chief Brody, a kind of reluctant hero, in this case tested by the elements, by nature itself.
To its lasting impact of Jaws on movies, pop culture, and even shark conservation. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Motorcycles taking over the beer city, Milwaukee. Harley-Davidson gears up for its 2025 Homecoming Festival. Jeff Manasso's on News Radio 92.3.
It's an event that motorcycle enthusiasts have been waiting for, as a roar of Harleys, tens of thousands of them, now descend upon Milwaukee for the annual festival honoring the hometown motorcycle maker founded there 122 years ago, with celebrations throughout Milwaukee. From the Harley-Davidson Museum to the city's lakefront, the main festival, where Hank Williams Jr. and Chris Stapleton are headlining during the four-day event that kicks off today through Sunday. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Okay, it's been a great Thursday. Thanks a lot for sharing your time with us. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. See you tomorrow afternoon. We'll do it all over again at 4 o'clock.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.